All right, I thought I would do a piece. Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz is the rabbi in the Young Israel of Northwood. He wrote a sefer at Kona Lomo. He wrote two svarim at Kona Lomo. So I thought I would do, he's got one chapter on Tachanun, so I thought I would do the piece on Tachanun. We'll see if people like it. All right, so he quotes, the tour brings down in the name of Rav Natronai Gaon that Nefilat HaPayim is Rishut. That doing Nefilat HaPayim is when we, I know we're all familiar with this, but we're bowing our heads over and putting it in some sort of cloth or garment after Shmoneh Esrei and making a supplication while we're seated to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So Rav Natronai Gaon says it's Rishut, optional, but he says notwithstanding that, he doesn't want to be might from the Cheshivas, from the importance of this tefillah. So the post can bring down that this tefillah was set up because our tefillah should model tefillah Moshe Rabbeinu. We see by Moshe Rabbeinu, he has tefillah b'yeshiva, he has tefillah while he's sitting, he's got tefillah b'amida while he's standing, and his tefillah while nefilas apayim. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu v'ayshei bahar, that he was sitting on the har, and then he says v'anochi amadati bahar, I stood on the har, and he says v'napal lefnei Hashem, I fell before Hashem. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu has three sort of postures for his tefillah. In the same fashion, each day when we daven, we also simulate that. We have Birchos Kriyat Shema, L'chachil Yishudu, seated, Birchos Kriyat Shema. Then we have the Amida, which obviously is standing. And then we have Nefilas HaPayim, which is a different form. We're bent over, Nefilas HaPayim, but Napal of Dei Hashem. So he says this tefillah has a lot of milas, has a lot of mesiras nefesh involved with it. And he quotes from the Zohar. The Zohar is quoted by the Beis Yosef. The Zohar says, "Bailu the Barnash lachazai garme batar the sim sluta damida yui patar min alma." A person has to see himself. Sounds kind of heavy, like as if he's left the world, like as if he's departed, like he's dead. In other words, a person has to. In other words, the mental posture of this tefillah should be as if just my nefesh is coming to be mitchanei in lifnei Hashem. I'm like totally leaving this world. He says, "Lemin pal lema legabe elecha Hashem nafshi esa." To you, Hashem, I lift up my soul. And it's not like the pikadon, like at night. El commanded padar meha b'hay alma vaday. He says. If a person does this, if a person does all of this, Hashem will have mercy on him and atone him for his aveirot. This is like woe to the person who tries to entreat Hashem with like an empty heart. Like causes him to like leave this world like before the right time. And so in other words, it means it should be a heartfelt, sincere tefillah. That's the way the Zohar is saying it. Then he quotes from Rabbeinu Bachya, who says that there are three different aspects in Nefilas HaPayim. Again, he's got a long piece here. He's going to discuss, let's say you don't have enough time, you know, what things to leave out and things like that, but we're just setting the Hakdama tonight, and then we'll do other things in the coming nights, hopefully. So Rabbeinu Bachya says, the aspect of Nefilas HaPayim and Tefillah has three kavanot, three intentions in Nefilas HaPayim. One is Mora Shechina, fear from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the other is to show tsar v'achna, like anguish and submission. And the third is to show that all he's mevatel all of his feelings. He says mora shechina means that a person should be filled with like embarrassment, boshet, and sneus. So like when I'm mechas my panim, like I'm burying my head, that's showing like the aspect of anav and busha, where it's, in other words, it's like the chitzoniot affecting the panimiot. I do actions that hopefully will bring me to a certain state of mind. So I want to make a supplication to Hashem in a state that I should feel like embarrassed and filled with humility. In other words, like this is the way everybody should feel before a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You know, like even when davening Shmoneh Esrei, like who am I to ask anything from a Kaddish Baruch Hu? Who am I to even expect anything from a Kaddish Baruch Hu? So when a person does this, it's like that's the way when a person's like embarrassed, he's miserable, he buries his head in his garment. So that's one aspect of it. And the shenid is l'shot tsar v'achna, is like anguish and distress. He says, ki anofal panav mitztayer v'nichna, I'm like in a state of tsar, of anguish. And he says, and hachna'a is me ikari hachuva. In other words, like submission that brings you to the state of tshuva. In other words, like the essence of, not the essence, but a big piece of all Aveirot is an aspect of gaiva. In other words, I can do whatever I want. Who cares what the rabbi said? I'm my own halacha, if you know anybody like that. Anyway, not that you would. Anyway, that's a big aspect of all Aveirot. So when a person brings himself to a state of hachna'a, to submission before a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's bringing himself invariably into a state of tshuva. If I have that mental state, you know, like, who am I before Hashem? That brings me much closer to the state of tshuva. He says, "V'yaz tefilto mekubalet," then his tefila is accepted, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is concerned for his tzar. And the shlishit is larot asirat chushav ubitu hargo shotav. He says, it means that he's like mevatel all of his feelings, all of his senses. He had no fellow part of mechaseinav sotepiv, v'hu maskimashto she'inru nizko v'totov v'no yodei darkovin enav. He says imena Kadosh Baruch Hu maskim al yado. It means like you're totally mevatel yourself vis-a-vis a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I can't do anything unless you Hashem sign off on it. So it means all of these elements, they're all certainly related, are ideally like we should be going through in our minds when we're doing Nefilas Apayim. That's just like from the physical act of Nefilas Apayim. So he mentions, and then I'll wrap up with this, that there's a minag in many places to say a longer Tachanun on Mondays and Thursdays, and he says some places do it very quickly, and you can't even hardly say every word. So he's going to elaborate on how a person should approach it and what to do in a situation like if you don't have enough time. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? Rabbi Chanan Melchizedek, Baruch Hu, Tzilchil Chabon, Tzolchemar, and Tzolchil Yadir.